This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The horrible and insane mass murder of at least 49 members of the gay community in Orlando, Florida, must be condemned by every true Christian. At the same time, we have to be careful that we don't become politically correct in taking an approach which is not in accordance with the Bible. We are publishing a weekly update, and in this week's update, we make the following comments. The horrible, violent act in Orlando must be strongly condemned by every true Christian. At the same time, we are publishing comments by a former French chief rabbi calling Tel Aviv's gay parade an abomination. These comments were made before the mass murder in Florida. Jewish gay organizations promptly responded to those comments by suggesting that the former chief rabbi was inciting violence against gays, even though he just quoted holy scriptures. So the point is, are we reaching a situation where you cannot quote the Bible anymore because you do want to be politically correct? We go on to say, Satan is extremely clever and cunning. By inspiring an insane terrorist to murder and injure in excess of 100 members of the gay community, he is causing sympathy for homosexuality in Western societies, inducing them to accept, embrace, and support the gay lifestyle, and to accuse all those of hate speech and even culpability for senseless murders who dare to maintain biblical standards, even though these standards also include the strong condemnation of violence against any human being. As I said, the Bible condemns what this insane, potentially demon-inspired terrorist did. The Bible clearly condemns that, and so must we. But at the same time, we cannot now suddenly embrace the homosexual lifestyle and say, okay, those poor people need to be now totally accepted as living a godly lifestyle, because the Bible tells you they are not living a godly lifestyle. So we have to make sure that we don't confuse those two issues. Now, in addition, we find it quite remarkable that the mass murderer, that insane terrorist, might have been gay himself, or at least might have had gay tendencies. Now, that's something the left liberal press doesn't want to talk about for obvious reasons. But here's an article by Breitbart. And by the way, this has been reported also in Germany in several German magazines and newspapers. So it's not just limited to an understanding here in the United States by some. Breitbart wrote on June 14, evidence is building from a variety of sources that Orlando jihadi Omar Mateen, who murdered 49 people at gay nightclub Pulse, was himself gay, or had gay tendencies, as his ex-wife put it. Strangely, the ex-wife claims FBI agents asked her not to share this detail with the media. Now, I wonder why, if that's true. But she did give interviews in Brazil, where she made the point very clear. Breitbart also added that the father said, oh no, that is not true, and he was driven because of his hatred towards the gay, but the gay community, but the father is himself a very controversial figure, to say the least. But the article goes on to say that the effort to position the story as a violent expression of generic homophobia more than Sharia ideology and international terrorism would also be complicated by revelations that Mateen himself was gay. A more complicated narrative might portray Mateen as embracing violent Islamic fundamentalism to absolve or erase his gay tendencies. That would be much harder to politicize while simultaneously keeping radical Islam out of the discussion. So either way you slice it, it's a complicated issue. It's an issue which is going to be used by different concepts, different ideas, different political ideologies to help their agenda. But what I want to say, my friends, is that God isn't mocked. And whatever man sows, he will reap. We have published a booklet, Punishment for Our Sins. And in this booklet, we make the following comment, because we have to understand that God isn't mocked and that God will hold people accountable. And I'm reading here from page 15 of our booklet, just a very short, brief section. It is true that every sin that is truly repented of will be forgiven by God. But that doesn't mean that despicable criminals will get a free pass. We must not think that when they appear before the judgment seat of Christ, they will get off the hook and not have to pay for their horrendous deeds. That is not the way God thinks, and it would be manifestly unfair when considering the fate of the good and decent people who will also stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Think of modern terrorists. Now, this booklet was written before this most horrendous crime in Orlando. Think of modern terrorists who cause unspeakable harm to innocent victims. Some terrorists were killed within a second by a military airstrike, or they were shot by the police. Others committed suicide by blowing themselves up and killing thereby dozens of innocent people. They did this in their misguided belief that Allah will reward them for those murders in quote-unquote paradise. Some commentators and observers have rightly pointed out that their deaths came far too quickly. If they receive immediate forgiveness in the judgment without having to account for and pay for their sins and crimes, then they would indeed get a free pass. And you might want to read the entire book, that it's absolutely free of charge, to find out more about how God thinks about these things. And don't just think that Christ accepts you as you are, and you don't have to atone for your sins, because you most certainly will have to. And this man, who did commit these horrible deeds, will have to give account of his murders in the Day of Judgment. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.